Blog Talk Radio.
But we got young folks that are paying into a Ponzi scheme that isn't going to be there when they get older, and we need to fix that. It's underfunded by $90 trillion and will collapse, and we owe a debt to the people that are young and funding it so they don't get screwed. We can't pretend anymore. And as far as Medicaid goes, give me a freaking break. We say, Red Rover, send them illegal aliens on over, and then we put them on it. We send Red Rover, send those Muslims on over, and we put them on it. We got to cut that shit out. We are bankrupting this great nation, and Donald Trump doesn't want to change that. Screw you, Donald. Donald Trump has gone on shows time and again for the last decade and says he supports universal health care, paid for by those who pay taxes, you and I. Specifically, Donald Trump proposes single-payer, taxpayer, subsidized health marts, which would establish competing plans for federally created centralized marketplace. Bullshit! Why should the federal government subsidize healthcare companies? That is not conservative. That is not republicanism. That is communism. The government shouldn't subsidize a damn thing. We're not talking about should we help out people who are down on their luck. We're talking about should we be subsidizing healthcare companies or any company. No, businesses should stand on their own two feet. Deregulate the healthcare industry and let health companies operate across state lines. Don't tell them what kind of policies to offer. Allow them to offer the policies the people want, and then let the buyer purchase them. Now, Donald Trump opposed the Iraq war. Why? Because he likes tyranny. He likes chemical weapons. He likes rape firms. Ask Donald about this. But like Barack Hussein Obama, reporters will not ask Donald hard questions. Why? Because they're afraid he'll yell at them. Reporters are pussies. To quote Colonel Ralph Peters, they need to stand up to Donald and ask him these tough questions. Why did you oppose the Iraq war, Donald? Why did you oppose chemical weapons in the hands of Iraq? Why did you oppose? Why did you not want us to take them out? Why did you not want us to stop the Iraqi leaders and their children from having rape rooms? Why were they okay, Donnie? And why are you hiding the fact that out of the last four presidents, Bill Clinton is your favorite? You know, pimping Bill Clinton, big government, corrupt, tyrannical president. Fucking nice. You've been hiding that, but in private you tell people Bill's your favorite out of the last four presidents. Give me a break, dude. You're a progressive. MSNBC says Trump's policies put him in the Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democrat Party. Now, this comes straight out of MSLSD. Frickin' nice. When you've got MSNBC saying that about Donnie, that's dangerous. Think about it. Would you, as a Republican, rhino, middle-of-the-road GOP, or conservative, support any other candidate that MSNBC said their policies put them in the Elizabeth Warren wing of the Democrat Party. Would you? I hope not. How about this little nugget? Donald Trump wants to end the war on drugs and legalize all drugs. That's right. He wants to legalize all drugs. All. Every drug. That's right, babies. Donald wants to legalize all drugs. Every drug. Every little bit of drugs. Everyone. All of them. Something that even Ron Paul wasn't completely in favor of. But Donald Trump wants to end the war on drugs and legalize them all. Heroin, everything. Something that puts him in the same league as anarchists in the furthest of the far left Democrats. Pretty amazing stuff. You don't normally see that. And all you have to do is look in the same article on MSNBC that talked about Donnie being in the Elizabeth Warren wing. And I just posted that article in the chat room for those of you live listening, so you can check it out. Because if I'm lying, I'm dying. 15 years before French economist Thomas Piketty outraged conservatives with his proposal for a 2% global wealth tax, Donald Trump called for a 14.25% tax on America's wealthiest individuals. That's right, kiddies. Donald wants to tax the wealthiest of the wealth. He's an occupier. Is that part of the GOP? Is that part of the Republican stance? Is that conservative? To take a stance from a French socialist economist who merely wanted a 2% tax on the wealthy. Donald goes way beyond that. He wants a 14.25% tax on the wealthiest individuals, and by wealthiest, he was middle class and above. I call bullshit. It's time you people, and yes, I said you people, because I've been getting blocked by those of you that are Trumpets, and I'm tired of it. We should be able to engage in a civil discussion of ideas. You should be able to hear the truth about Donald Trump and not act like the Obama voters did when he ran in 2007 and 2008. Because, my Lord, this isn't electing a deity. This is a political candidate. But Obama voters would not hear anybody say anything bad about the Chicago Jesus. And now that we've got the New York Jesus running, Trumpets won't hear anybody say anything bad about him. Well, guess what, folks? There's a lot of bad things to say about him. And we better vet this president, because our country, our way of life, what legacy we leave our children, will not withstand four more years, much less eight more years of this kind of crap. So we make this stand here, and we make this stand now at the polls before we vote from the rooftops and we fight in the streets. There is an old saying, the blood runs when the time comes. It's an old gangster saying about when you go to the mattresses and you call out the button men. And it rings true regarding liberty. The blood runs when the time comes. The American people are pissed off. The government is trying to keep the right and the left fighting with each other. Because there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. They're one and the same. Somehow, Trump slid into the Republican Party and he's pretended to be one of us. He isn't. He's a Trojan horse. And kiddies, it's time to recognize that. Now, if we don't fix this and come together, right and left, Democrats and Republicans, and realize that both parties are trying to keep us fighting with each other, we're in trouble because we should be fighting with the government. The right and left need to come together, and the us versus them shouldn't be Dems versus Republicans. It should be we the people versus the government, because they are crushing us. They are taking our rights, and it's time to kick their ass and take back our civil liberties. So grow up, kiddies. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. I know it shatters your little egos. I know that it's got trigger statements. Life's tough. Get a fucking helmet. Quit being a bunch of pussies. In 1999, Trump suggested the government collect $5.7 trillion, that's trillion with a T, in new revenue by levying a one-time tax on individuals and trusts worth more than $10 million. That's $10 million, folks. That's not a lot of money. If you're a millionaire, own a business, have assets worth $10 million, that's not a lot of money. That's a small family farm. That's a McDonald's franchise. That's a Subway franchise. That's not a lot of money. But in 1999, Trump wanted the government to collect $5.7 trillion in new revenue by levying a tax on individuals and trusts worth more than $10 million. Not having $10 million in cash laying around, but were worth more than $10 million. With the revenue, Trump hoped that the federal government would cut taxes on the middle class and the wealthy. And then shore up Social Security funding for those who are already retired. Not take away Social Security from the wealthy, because let's face it, if you are rich, if you are blindly rich, if you have $10 million and above in assets and you're retired, you don't need to be drawing Social Security in my book. Yeah, you paid into it your whole life. But guess what? You don't need to be drawing that. You've made it. So up yours, you don't get your Social Security. That I could see doing. But no, he wanted to take money from those working who may not even be cash flush and give it to the ones that are retired that are cash flush and, oh, you got assets, but you don't have a lot of cash, and you're starting your business, and your business is worth some money, but you ain't got no money, and you got kids that you're trying to pay for college education, screw you. That was Donald's idea. No. Pay attention, kiddies. Donald is not who he says he is. Bernie Sanders has called for substantially raising the top marginal rate on income taxes, but only Trump has advocated expropriating the wealth of the capitalist class. That's a big word, expropriating. Google it. You'll be shocked. Trump has advocated no more foreign wars. Think about that. That's even further than Ron Paul or Rand Paul. No more foreign wars. Writing in his book, The America We Deserve, which can be bought on Amazon for about $3.95, Trump said, we don't need to be involved overseas. Let that sink in. We don't need to be involved overseas. Now, admittedly, we don't need these neocon, prolonged, drawn-out PC wars that we've been in. That's bullshit. If we have an enemy, we need to kill it. We got an enemy in Afghanistan. We don't silly fart around and fight around the poppy farms and blah, blah, blah. Kill it. Kill it a lot. Kill it with fire. Kill it with napalm. Kill it with whatever we need to kill it with and get out of the country. Same in Iraq. Kill it. Kill it a lot. Same in Iran. Kill it. Kill it a lot. And kill it publicly and kill it in such a violent manner that all the other people look at it and go, don't ever mess with them. Because bullies understand one thing, an ass whooping. If you whoop someone's ass so bad and you beat them down militarily in such a way and humiliate them with such a beating, that others go, yeah, we don't ever want none of that. You don't have to do it again. We asked Japan to surrender. They said, we'll surrender on our terms. We dropped the bomb on them. We said, now you're going to surrender unconditionally? They said, no, we'll conditionally surrender, and these are the conditions. We said, you got to be kidding. You see those people of yours that got burned up, that are bleeding out their anuses and dying of radiation poisoning? You going to surrender unconditionally? They said, no, these are the conditions. Boom, we melted some more people. Set them ablaze. Gave them radiation poisoning. Let them bleed out their anuses and die slowly. They surrendered unconditionally. And no one screwed with us until we got a weak president. Weak presidents lead to weakness. Trump said no more foreign wars. He's going to continue the weak president bullshit. In 2001, Trump publicly switched his allegiance to the Democratic Party and apparently remained committed Democrat for 6 years. Trump's persistent praise of progressive Democrats, especially Hillary Clinton in 2009, has amazed people. Trump enthusiastically endorsed then newly minted President Obama. We have a young, vibrant, smart president who I think is going to do a really good job, he said on Fox News. And honestly, he has to do a really good job or this country maybe will never be the same. We had 8 years of a horrendous president, a terrible president. You cannot get worse than Bush, and I really believe that Obama will be a great president. Well, I do agree that Bush was pretty damn bad. He was a good wartime president when we got attacked. A lot better than Gore would have been. I mean, let's face it, we'd all be on making prayer rugs if Gore had been president. But his last 4 years, Bush was just a big government Democrat with an R behind his name. But damn, can you believe that Trump said all that about Obama? He did. Hillary Clinton was an honored front row guest at Trump's 2005 wedding when he married his second wife. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton attended the reception at the ritzy Mar-a-Lago Club. Trump's praise for Democrats extend well beyond the Clintons. October 2008, he called Nancy Pelosi an impressive person. In a CNN appearance in 1999, he called Democratic Representative Charlie Rangel a terrific guy who'd make an ideal cabinet secretary, perhaps Secretary of State. In 2010, a special 8-member panel of the House Ethics Committee found Rangel guilty on 11 ethics violations. This says a lot about Trump and his choice of character, does it not? Trump's pro-amnesty. In 2015, Trump has both favored and opposed illegal immigration. While his August policy statement strongly denounces illegal border crossings, he now believes certain outstanding illegal aliens deserve legal status. In July of 2015, he said, "I'm a very big believer in the merit system." A day after a tour of the U.S.-Mexico border, he said, "Some of these people have been here. They've done a good job. You know, in some cases, sadly, they've been living under the shadows," he explained. "If somebody's been outstanding, we should try and work something out." Really? If somebody's been outstanding, we should try and work something out. That's amnesty. That's bullshit where I come from. And that's a link that's going to be posted in the chat room for anybody who's kicking it, chilling it, and hanging around. Because I just find that hard to believe. Wow. Wow, Fong. And I think Samuel L. Jackson has something to say about that. In fact, I know Samuel does.
Ezekiel 25:17. "The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee."
Now, my brothers and sisters, we're only halfway through the Trump stuff. The good stuff I save for Sunday's show. Come back and see me on Sunday at noon when we will talk about Trump's cheap labor and his Reform Party interventions and narrow and loving dead baby parts. Come back. God bless you, and thanks for being here, babies.